Horror Week. You know, just those quick stories of the unexplained we like to feature for Halloween week.
It's just fun, right?
Couple quick stories. First, we'll get to Natalie here in a sec. Kim said was having a girls' night at a friend's house. We all knew her house was haunted. It had been on one of those ghost hunting shows.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
First of all,
right.
Wow. So, okay.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Well, we were all sitting on the porch having supper, and one person walked into the house, and I could see her, so we knew it. She didn't do it, and no one else had been in the house, so she called for us to come in there, and the napkins that had been on the cabinet were in the middle of the floor and looked like they had just been dropped in the spot there. Wind would have scattered them all over the place. The night went on. Nothing else happened. We went to bed and all slept in the same room in the floor. Made sure I was in the middle of the group, though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
yes.
That's kind of spooky. You know, yeah, especially when you know.
Don't be on the outside, because that'll be the first one to go.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. That's right. If you're going to sleep all together huddled up, you want to be on the middle, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to be on the outside.
Yeah, okay.
That's when you're walking through, like, a haunted house. Same
yes.
deal.
You're
you
want to
kind of be. You want to kind of be in the middle of the group
yes.
there.
Exactly.
In the haunted house.
You don't
want
to be picked off first or picked off in the back.
Right, right.
Okay, so Natalie, about 5 years ago, when I was living in my apartment, I often heard footsteps going up the stairs or sounds of somebody in the kitchen.
Oh.
For the longest time there, I thought it was my cats running around. But then oftentimes I would be upstairs in my bed with the cats with me and still hear those noises.
Oh.
So I installed cameras.
Okay.
Caught nothing, but still heard the noise. I had my boyfriend at the time come over just to make sure I wasn't going crazy, LOL. He heard the same thing and jokingly yelled, "Bob, if you're going to make a snack in the middle of the night, can you wait till morning?" And everything stopped. That worked. Everything stopped. However, the next morning, when we went downstairs, all the cabinets were open.
Oh.
But after that, we would occasionally hear a noise in the kitchen, but it mainly stopped at night. So I'm betting it was maybe a kid ghost or something, because my boyfriend getting after them seemed to stop it.
Wow.
I don't know. I moved out of there about a year after, but at least it wasn't anything too awfully bad. All of the kitchen cabinets being open, that I would immediately walk out the door and never come back.
Yeah, literally, the ghost
That's
was like,
for me.
Oh, yeah, snack does sound good. Let me see if I can try to figure that out.
Yeah, no.
And my name's not Bob, thanks.
Thanks, but fine.
It's
I'll keep it down at night.
Sebastian.
Sebastian. No, all I need to do is walk in to discover all of the cabinets open.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's
I'm
a big
out.
Nope
Deuces,
for me. That's a
you
big
You can
nope.
have the place, ghost. Don't be late on the rent. I'm out.
Don't be late on the rent. All right, Horror Week here on 99.7 DJX. By the way, we'll take more of your stories at 502-795-1997. You can always send in a voice note or give us a call or text. Any of these stories that you have of the unexplained all week. It's Horror Week. Stories of the unexplained. Get to a text real quick.
From Lily.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my mom went to visit my Nana's grave late one night, and as we were leaving, we heard a sound like a hurt cat.
Oh.
So we went to check it out while my mom waited in the car.
Wow.
Oh, that's probably exactly
Sorry,
what
sorry. I'm trying to add to the story here.
Okay, but the sound kept getting farther and farther wow. away, even though I never saw anything moving. And when I was at the other side of the grave, I like snapped out of a trance and realized the sound was like getting me away from my mom. So I turned around and ran back to the van. And when I got back, my mom told me the light pole went out when I walked off.
Oh.
And as we were leaving, it came back on.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank you for adding the cat noises.
I felt like it needed.
It enhanced it.
The
it
accent,
did.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
wow.
Marina was telling us she went to this school in the South, and there was a ghost who lived in your sorority house.
So, my sorority house actually has a ghost that lives there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little girl that drowned in the bayou behind our house.
Oh, wow. Okay.
and she loves to like steal your mail off your desk or your homework or papers.
Oh.
And she'll shower whenever you're gone and just leave the shower on, so whenever you get back, it's still on.
Wait, hang on a second.
What?
So she would haunt the whole house or just, like, a room?
Oh, yeah. She lives in one room, and all of us that have lived there the past, like, 4 years have all experienced her.
Oh, wow. That is so creepy.
And apparently sometimes she sneaks over to one of the fraternity houses at night.
Oh, I'm sure
Giggity.
She does.
Giggity.
I'm sure she does.
All right. But you know what? First,
hey,
most
boys.
I've really heard about being worried about hygiene.
Hey, boys.
Yeah. Hey, I'm freshly showered.
Hey.
I mean, I'm not alive, but does that matter?
Not alive, and I've got some homework that I need help with.
Wow.
So, wow, Marina, thank you. It's the stories of the unexplained here on 99.70 JX.